Hey everybody, it's Caddy's Cafe. It's the year-end cafe. Each year we speak to all four guys. We go over the year and what a year 2022 was. We have Roger. Hi, Rog.
In the year end.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Yeah.
Oh.
I went somewhere yesterday and I walked into the reception of the building. And they said, can I have your name, please? And I said, yeah, Roger. So, what's the second name? Taylor. Oh, I thought Roger Taylor, the drummer, was coming in today. I said, well, I am a drummer. No, the drummer from Queen. So disappointed. And it so it still happens. It still happens. The name. Oh, and I'm feeling okay today. Thank you.
Did you say, but I'm the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, Roger Taylor?
Although he is as well, isn't he? He's also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But I don't care about him. I only care about you. Well, this has been a crazy, not crazy. This has been a great year for Duran Duran. So we should just jump right in to our year end. We always start with the least frivolous question first, which is, what do you think the event of 2022, not Duran Duran related, was for you?
I think it has to be the passing away of the Queen. It was such a big deal in this country. And, you know, we were in LA at the time. And I got a text actually from my son James saying, you'll never believe what's happened. The Queen's died. And it was a real shock. And she's someone that's been there for our entire lives. We've never known life here without the Queen. It's not like a president or a prime minister. You know, they come and go, and you know, they usually get kicked out after a few years. The Queen has just always been there, fabric of society here. And she was a wonderful woman. I think she was always on the right side of things. Of course, she had no political alliance, so she was completely independent of political views. And I think it's great to have somebody like that, you know, as the head of the country. So I think she'll be missed. Of course, we have King Charles now.
Mm.
We'll see how he gets on.
How do you think he'll do? Do you have faith in his ability to be the sovereign?
I think she's a hard act to follow, the Queen. Going to be okay. I mean, he's been in waiting for a long time. He's got some pretty cool views. You know, he's always been very interested in the environmental issues.
Mm-hmm.
He's a pretty cool dude.
All right. And then, did you see just that yesterday they released the trailer for Harry and Meghan's Netflix series?
I did read about that. Right?
Yeah. Oh, Harry. Anyway, moving along. What was the best movie and or TV series you watched in 2022?
TV series for you this year.
All right.
Time ever, I think. It's a great series I watched on Netflix called All Quiet on the Western Front, which is basically about how the young German soldiers got on in the First World War. And it was very interesting to see from a German perspective, because we always see from an Allied perspective, like for them. And, of course, it was the same. Okay, the leaders were different, but for the men in the trenches and the men on the front line, it was very much the same experience as our soldiers. So I thought that was really interesting. The soundtrack was really amazing. It was a great soundtrack by somebody called Volker Belton man.
Oh, wow.
So that was great. Was a movie I saw on the aeroplane,
Yeah.
and it was called The Outfit. It was about an English tailor that worked in Chicago in the days of the gangsters. He made clothes for the gangsters, and
Oh, wow.
it was a pretty small budget movie, but I really enjoyed that.
I never even heard of that movie. Was anybody like notable in it?
Worth checking out. There was quite a famous British actor called Mark Rylance.
Oh, yeah, I love him.
Yeah, he came from a Shakespearean background and he's a great actor, and he's the tailor.
Oh, I'll watch that then. I really like Mark Rylance. He's good in everything.
Quite
Everything he does.
a very, very cool movie.
Go, Raj. I figured that because you guys were on tour this year, you might have something up your sleeve for movies and books, because I mean movies and TV shows, because you got time to kill, man, with all that traveling you do. So moving on to our next, what's the best book and or podcast of 2022? I don't know that you're a podcast guy.
Something that I particularly do, but I do have a book,
Oh, let's hear it.
The Islander.
Oh.
It's about the life of Chris Blackwell,
Oh.
and records, which John recommended actually, and I picked it up and really enjoyed that. But the making of all the Grace Jones records, and of course, he discovered Bob Marley and kind of brought him to the international stage. I really enjoyed that. I love biographies. That's
I
my.
do. That's your thing.
And I also flew back with, after the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I sat more or less next to Pete Townsend.
Oh, really?
Been for, oh my God, it must be like 30 years since I've last seen Pete. And we had the most amazing conversation, about what had been happening over the years. And he thought it was so cool that we got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And it was great seeing him. So then I picked up his biography, which I'm right in the middle of now, which is called Who Am I, which is really great. I mean, what a career. You forget what an amazing career that the Who, well, they still have, but the career that they've had is just, it's incredible. From where they started in a pub in West London somewhere, it's been quite a journey.
Well, you should talk. Speaking of pubs and somewhere in England, I think, well, before this airs, actually, or rather after this airs, the Rum Runner site is gonna, I'm in touch with someone you put me in touch with, is gonna receive a plaque, like a what would you call, like a historical designation from the city of Birmingham. And Duran Duran's name is on that plaque.
The blue plaque. Yeah,
Yeah, that's
that's
pretty exciting, don't you think?
the our first one, and it's I mean, that's great news, isn't it? I mean, it's a shame they knocked the whole building down. It's gonna be great a plaque there, but I think the same thing happened to the cavern in Liverpool. I believe that they knocked the original
Oh,
building.
right. And then
And
they just commemorate the space or something.
1,000 emails now correcting me on this, but I believe they have built it across the street.
Oh, maybe. If you know the answer, just email me, and I will relay it to Raj. That's so cool about Pete Townsend. You don't tell me anything exciting, Raj. Jeez. The best music you heard in 2022. And it doesn't have to be from 2022. I'm just saying what you listen to.
Yeah, I have got music from 22.
What?
I think one of the best things I heard was Errol's remix of Give Up.
Oh, very good.
because he does a great job, I think. And the way he remixes, he actually keeps the original vibe of the recording. He keeps the parts, so he really keeps the sensibility of the original record, which a lot of remixes don't. They just kind of strip everything out, chuck it in the bin, vocal, then they rebuild their own version of of the song. But Errol is always very true to the original recording, so that was amazing. The other great thing I heard was I was standing next before we went on stage in Ibiza. Pete Tong was performing, as you know, and he put on this amazing remix of Lullaby by The Cure at 10 minutes, and it was hypnotic, and it was such a cool version of the song. And afterwards, I said, God, where did you get that remix from? He said, oh, I just made it as I was going along. I remixed it live.
Oh, wow.
Pretty clever. He was just pulling up loops and whatever. He got the vocal and he's doing the whole thing, on the fly, which was really cool.
That's really cool.
The Florence and the Machine album, Dance Fever. So I think that's going to be my album of the year. That's been quite a comeback for her.
I liked her a lot. She opened for you guys once, right? Somewhere down the line.
Edinburgh
Oh, yeah.
opening acts, and they were just, she was just coming up through the underground more or less. And so we've played with her a couple of times, actually.
What was your favorite Duran Duran moment of 2022?
That's going to be the toughest one, isn't
It is, because you had so many this year.
it's been so much happened this year. I mean, it's just like you have to pinch yourself. The year that we've had, I sat down with John and Nick yesterday, and we kind of looked at each other in disbelief. Talking about the year that we've had, it's just been incredible. We had, COVID was difficult, wasn't it? And we had a real, that was a difficult time for us. Although we were making a record, it was still a really tough time. And then to come out of that with a year like this has just been, I mean, incredible. So many great things. But the first one that really popped into my mind was Hyde Park,
Oh, yeah.
because that really was the most incredible night that I can remember with Duran Duran. I mean, even going back to the early days, Hyde Park was just something so special. It was, it felt like the whole of London had come out to see us. So that was something really special. The sun was shining, the weather was just right, and yeah, it was really special.
The thing I thought, not that it matters what I think, but it had been delayed so much. So there must have been such a feeling of satisfaction that it was going to come off finally, that, like, yes, now we're really doing it.
Exactly. That, again, you're right. That's another thing that made it really special was we, start thinking, is it ever going to happen? It just
Yeah.
kept canceled and canceled, and the lineups kept changing, and
Yeah.
people out, and this, that, and the other. So when it finally happened, it really was extra special.
You'll never forget that. That's so nice. Now I'm getting chills thinking about it. I had wanted to come for that, but one of my kids was leaving for sleepaway camp that weekend, and I just remember seeing all the footage and the pictures that you all sent me, and I knew it was sort of
Yeah.
defining for the band. It was just a moment, a well-deserved moment. And so even though it, another huge thing that happened to the band this year was, of course, being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Next one on the list, I think. That's my. I mean, you can't have a favorite, really, because they're all these moments are so special, but that's definitely up there.
Yeah. What was your best moment of that induction? Like being there and all that stuff.
You know what? I think the best, of course, apart from receiving the award and how special that was actually sitting there and watching Judas Priest from 12 yards away or whatever. You know, we're right at the front of the stage, and I hadn't seen them since I was 17. I went to see them at Birmingham Town Hall. How many years ago? I don't know. What's that? 40 something years ago.
Yeah.
And I sat there and I thought, wow, these guys are amazing. You know, just the power of the music and the stagecraft, and again, the fact that they're still doing it 45 years later or whatever, was just really felt really special that moment, I think. So I think seeing Judas Priest.
I thought they were great. I've always had a lot of time for Priest, but that moment, you're right. There's something, they all came out, right? There were a lot of them on stage. So you know that they all came out and it was such a big moment for them. And it was nice, it was really nice to see.
And of
And
course they
then,
then you say.
what's that?
And of course they are fellow Brummies.
Yes, fellow Brummies. And then when you were leaving to go back to London, you ran into one of them as you were leaving the hotel, remember?
Did exactly, yes.
He was
Yeah.
so nice. And
Nice.
and he knew you were Roger Taylor from Duran Duran. Just
Definitely
say.
one younger, newer. Yeah, he was really lovely, really nice. Well, and meeting Dave Grohl was another special moment because, you know, the word legend is kind of bandied around a lot these days, but I think he is a real, he's a legend, isn't he? I mean, that guy's so special, and the career that he's had is something really amazing. So to meet him, and he was so nice. He was such a lovely man. So meeting Dave Grohl, I think, it's the other great moment.
Yeah, he is a very, very nice man. And then you know what was also fun if you've seen the induction on HBO, if you weren't there, you got to watch it. There's a fun audience shot of Dave drumming along with you. So before we end this year-end cafe, and then you'll be off the hook probably till your birthday. What are you most looking forward to in 2023?
Well, I know we have more dates planned. I know that we're planning to come back to America. I know that it's already out there that we're playing in the UK. So I think I'm really looking forward to getting out. I think I say this every year that I'm really looking forward getting out there and playing. But I think even more this year. I think we're all very excited about getting out there because we had such a great 22 on the road, so I think 23 is going to be something special as well. I mean, how can we top it? That's the question. How can we top it?
I don't know if anyone can. My money's on Duran Duran. That's what I have to say.
Yeah.
Or you know, just doing what you do is special. So I mean, I'm biased, I'll admit it, but I for one cannot wait to see you back out on the road. I know at least in America, you have a lot of places that you weren't last year, so a lot of places to catch up on. I know the UK are super excited to have you back, and I think there might be more, but that we can't talk about now. So everybody keep your eye on Duran Duran's social media and stuff and stuff.
It's been like a wave that just kind of started rolling at the beginning of 2022. And hopefully it's going to roll into 23. I remember actually, I text you when we played at Austin City Limits. One, I text you and I said, something's changed here. Something's changed. We seem to be getting through to a whole new audience. You know, I could see a lot of kids in the audience. I could see the amount of people had certainly increased that were coming to see us. And I just had a sense that something special was happening. And it did. I mean, 22 was very special.
What a year, Raj. And well deserved. So well deserved. You guys all hung in there during COVID. You made a great record. One thing that Brian, my husband, always says about Duran Duran is you always innovate. No matter what you guys do, you never rest on what you did before. You're constantly innovating. And that's pretty special. And it's pretty special from a work perspective, which is mine, to be part of. So I'm gonna thank you because I had an exciting 2022 because of you guys. Well, I wish you and your family a happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and we'll be seeing you back in the cafe in 2023. Ah, crazy.
Oh my God.
You take care, Raj. We'll speak to you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bye.